With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. There were more than 2,200 local jobs advertised in May, with the vast majority of those coming from the private sector. That's up from about 1,900 posted in April and more than 740 when compared to May 2025. 2,187 of those jobs were for Grand Cayman, 46 for the BRAC, and 13 were posted for Little Cayman. Only 25 jobs were from the public sector. The construction industry led the way, accounting for more than 440 job postings. That's about 19% of the total number of job openings in May. This was followed by accommodation and food service with 17%, and the repair of motor vehicles and motorcycles, which was about 14% of the posted jobs. You can find more information at egov.ky. The Cayman Islands Judiciary has paid tribute to the Honorable Justice Ian Xavier Fort, who died on June 4th, after a, quote, extraordinary career dedicated to the law across the Caribbean. Justice Fort served as Jamaica's Director of Public Prosecutions, later rising to President of the Court of Appeal, where he earned widespread respect for his intellect, fairness, and independence. Between 2004 and 2011, he served as a Judge of Appeal in the Cayman Islands, bringing, quote, decades of experience and strengthening the jurisdiction's appellate jurisprudence. The judiciary says his judgments were known for their clarity, rigor, and deep understanding of legal principle. Beyond his formal roles, Justice Fort was a mentor to generations of lawyers and judges, shaping careers through his guidance and example. The judiciary says colleagues also remember his warmth, humor, and humanity. And in other news, there are dozens of camps planned this summer by local service organizations, music schools, even the National Museum. But if you're looking for something to help your kiddo better regulate their emotions, the Family Resource Center is offering up a different kind of experience.
Our upcoming SNAP Camp, and that's our annual camp that we run for kids ages 6 to 11 who are experiencing some emotional challenges, behavioral challenges. So that's something we'll be running from July 7th to 17th. It's a wonderful camp, two-week camp that's filled with lots of fun things for the kids to do and learning opportunities for them to develop lifelong skills. How do you manage your emotions?
Family Resource Center's Amber Calm tells Radio Cayman SNAP stands for Stop Now and Plan. So it's about making smart choices in the moment.
So if parents want to, you know, upskill themselves, develop some strategies to support their kids, and the kids can also learn about the SNAP strategy, that's a perfect opportunity for families to get in contact with us, get signed up for that program.
In addition to the SNAP camp, the FRC has several other new summer offerings covering things like childhood anxiety. There's a co-parenting program and even workshops designed for parenting the digitally safe teen. You can head to frc.gov.ky for registration. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Lebanese media say Israel has carried out new airstrikes on the southern city of Tyre. Israeli evacuation orders included the city's Christian quarter for the first time. The IDF also appears to have attacked areas of Lebanon close to the Israeli border. A United Nations report says Palestinian civilians in Gaza and the West Bank are suffering severe violence on all sides, from Israeli forces, attacks by settlers, and from Hamas. The inquiry says that in Gaza, civilians are trapped between what it calls the mass atrocities of Israeli forces and the predatory, fear-based rule of Hamas. Reports from Western Afghanistan say Taliban forces have opened fire on people protesting against the detention of several women for allegedly failing to comply with strict religious dress codes. A doctor in Herat said three people were being treated for injuries. The United States has added several major Chinese businesses to a list of companies it claims are linked to China's military. Among them are the e-commerce giant Alibaba and the electric car maker BYD. A study has found the world saw the highest number of state conflicts last year since the Second World War. The report also warns of a surge in attacks targeting civilians. Mauritania says its Coast Guard has rescued more than 1,000 migrants off the northwest African country's coast over the past 10 days. BBC News.